You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, it's schedule release night, so of course we're bringing you another Arrowhead Pride Reaction Roundtable. My name is Pete Sweeney. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, joined once again by my esteemed deputy editor, John Dixon, also by our lead analyst, Ron Kopp, also by staff writer, the guy who brings you Rocky's World every Friday during the season, Rocky Magana. And we're reacting to the Kansas City Chiefs schedule. So first things first, I'm going to just simply read off the schedule. So if you're in your car and you've been under a rock for the last 24 hours or so, whenever you're listening to this, at least we can go through it. It is at Cardinals, then Chargers at home, at Colts, at Bucks, and then it's a two-game homestand, Raiders and Bills, at 49ers, you get a bye week, then you're home for two games, so it's the Titans and the Jaguars. You go to LA and visit the Chargers, at home against the Rams, a three-game road series, Bengals, Broncos, and Texans. You get the Seahawks and Broncos at home, and then you visit the Las Vegas Raiders to end the season. We'll see if the Raiders can be on the come up here now that they've added Davante Adams. There really hasn't been an interesting Chiefs-Raiders game for both sides that late in the season, so you wonder if this will finally be the year. So we have the schedule in our hands. I want to start by going around the room and just getting your initial thought on the schedule, and then I'll finish up with my initial thought, and then we'll move on to some favorite games and whatnot. But let's start with you, John. Once you saw this schedule, what were you thinking?
Well, the first thing that struck me about this was how bizarre it is that the last game of the season has an unknown date. It's like they're finally admitting right at the beginning of the season, yeah, we don't know what day these week 18 games are going to be on. So just don't even plan on making any plans until we decide. So, which is, I mean, they've been doing it for a couple, 3 years now where they've changed things around in order to make the significant games happen in the right order. And it's made for some very exciting weekends, but they've always been scheduled on a particular date to start with. And now the week 18 game on the road against the Raiders is either going to be on Saturday, January 7th or Sunday, January 8th. Consult your local listings.
Well, I actually think that that's better than the alternative when you make all these plans to go to that road game and see your Chiefs and it gets jumbled. You have that late in the season when they have some of those Saturday games where all of a sudden the game is Saturday and maybe you were flying in for Sunday morning. Maybe you were trying to explore City X on Saturday and it doesn't end up working out that way. So yes, I like the forward facing. I like the honesty by the NFL at the beginning here. Let's continue around the room. Ron, what was your initial thought of the schedule?
Yeah, man, my initial thoughts right here are just the road stretches they have to face at certain times. Both times at the beginning of the season, they have 3 out of 4 to start the season on the road against some tough teams too. Obviously, I think the Cardinals, you get them at a good time. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins will be suspended. But yeah, 3 out of 4 on the road. And then you just mentioned it already, Pete, but you got 3 in a row to start December, which I kind of, my first thought when you saw 3 out of 4 on the road, you thought, okay, well, it's going to come back. They'll have plenty of home games in December. They'll be stocked up. We've seen that quite a bit with the Chiefs. I feel like they hook Andy Reid up, but 3 games to start December on the road against really tough teams. I mean, the Texans is one of them, so I shouldn't say that, but to start, you know, it's a 4 out of 5, 4 road games out of 5 game stretch. If you include the at Chargers, then the home game against the Rams too, leading up to that December stretch. So all that to say, man, there are some tough road stretches for the Chiefs this year. I really think there could be some really tough road trips for them, just at tough times too, I feel like.
I'm going to build off your point and just really point out that the last four of six games are on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of times the Chiefs are home in the month of December, and what you end up getting this time is just the one December home game, and that's on Christmas Eve against the Seattle Seahawks. What that tells me is you got to put yourself in a pretty good position entering that stretch where maybe you could drop a game and still manage to win the sole AFC bye. It's not easy to win on the road. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has made it look easy, but it's not necessarily easy to win on the road in the NFL. And so you're going to want to build a little cushion heading into that final stretch, four of six games on the road. I have more points on the schedule, but I want to throw it to Rocky first. What was your initial thought of this Chiefs schedule?
My initial thought is that the NFL did the Raiders a solid, not making them play in Arrowhead in January. David Carr or Derek Carr finally got a little bit of a break there. But other than that, you look at this. I know there's been a lot made about the AFC West being the toughest division in football this year, but really, when you look at some of the scariest games on this. On the schedule, you know, the Bucks and the Rams, you know, excluded, it's really division rivals are kind of some of the toughest games in these stretches. And when you look at the toughest stretches in the schedule, there's not a single one of those stretches that doesn't involve, you know, a division opponent. You know, it's really going to be a bit of a gauntlet this year, I feel like.
Yeah. And that is a nice segue into what I was going to say for my initial thought. And my initial thought of this schedule actually came before we had the official schedule in our hands. Now, we had leaks all throughout the day. I think we knew unofficially about 10 games before we even got it. But when you start looking and you're wondering what the dates and times are going to be and you're waiting all day, you just zone in on the opponents. And I got to the point where, you know, we're at 6:59 before Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter, got Andy Reid the schedule in his hands to read to us live at Arrowhead. We're waiting a minute before that. And I'm like, there is no scenario with these teams that's going to make this schedule easier. It's just, you go through these teams and how many teams could we say we would be absolutely stunned if they won the Super Bowl that are on this schedule? I'm going to go the other way and say the teams that I wouldn't be stunned if they were able to make a Super Bowl run. I know a lot of Chiefs fans will roll their eyes, but I think the Chargers finally have the quarterback. I think the Buccaneers, Matt Ryan with the Colts is interesting. The Buffalo Bills, the 49ers were right there last year. No on the Titans for me, no on the Jags. So you get the Chargers again. The LA Rams are the damn Super Bowl champions. The Bengals did it to you in your building. The Broncos now, two games at the end of the season, they finally have a quarterback. This is not your father's Broncos anymore. Well, I guess it is, because now it's like they actually have a quarterback. Yeah. So it is your father's Broncos again. And then obviously the Texans know, Seahawks know without the quarterback. I don't think the Raiders can go to the Super Bowl, but they are a lot interesting now with Devontae Adams. It's just, and building off your point, Rock, no matter how this panned out, it's not like you were going to look at this and be like, oh no, it's a cakewalk. So I think we should keep that in mind as we're looking at it, and it's tough. And you know, the chunks of road games are really hard. I also jotted down that I think it's really interesting when you look at the primetime games. You have a primetime game against every team in the AFC West. The NFL has realized, okay, it's no longer the NFC East. The AFC West is the best division. We don't, you know, we're not going to have to see Giants and Cowboys and Eagles every week. They're starting to realize, okay, we got to get as many of these AFC West games in primetime as possible. And what's fun about this is you get a different day of the week for every AFC West team. You got the Chargers on Thursday night to start it off. I don't love 4 days after you play your initial game, you got to play again because and that'll be the case for both teams. You want to get those calluses and those bumps and bruises. No time to do that. You'll get the Chargers on Thursday night, continuing with the division. Monday night against the Raiders a couple weeks later. Later in the year, Sunday night football against the Denver Broncos. And so a different day for each AFC West team. There's also a Sunday night football game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I don't know why a Sunday night football game against the Tennessee Titans, but I thought it was really interesting that you're getting the full division featured in these primetime games. And then just, and John, I know you'll love this, a point to complain. What is there, five noon games? I love noon games. You don't get them anymore in Kansas City. The classic noon game is a distant memory for this Kansas City Chiefs team, despite some of their woes at the end of the season these past 2 years in the Super Bowl and then the AFC title. The NFL really is considering the Kansas City Chiefs a marquee ticket. And if they're not in prime time, most of these games are in the late window where you have the CBS and Fox sort of getting their primetime game. Like, they're allowed to protect certain games. So a lot of people will be like, Chiefs and Bills at 325. Yeah, you know that CBS wanted that game, right? That's one of the bigger games of the year. It'll stay in that slot. Even as you look toward the end of the year, you wonder about Chiefs and Bengals. Oh, a lot of people will assume that'll get flexed. Now it's probably going to stay because I'm sure CBS is going to want to protect that game. So there's different little things built into the schedule that I found really interesting. So now we're going to move on to our next part of this. And I want you each to pick a game that you're looking forward to. And I want to hear why you're looking forward to that game. No repeat games and no repeat teams. So if someone picks an AFC West team, don't give me the road version of that. I don't want that. We'll snake it. So Rocky, you can go first.
All right. I'm going to go with Week 5 Raiders versus Chiefs on Monday Night Football. I mean, it's the ultimate, classic matchup as a Chiefs fan. You want to see Raiders Chiefs in Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. It's a throwback game to your childhood. I think there's not a bigger game, bigger stage than Chiefs Raiders in primetime.
Well, I want to say too, real quick too. You mentioned Devontae Adams earlier too, Pete, but like Josh McDaniels is their head coach now, and I actually think that intrigues me a little bit. I really think the Raiders could be feisty this year because of that. McDaniels, I know his record in Denver is kind of iffy, but He's the type of guy that's going to have them ready for a Chiefs game like this. So Rocky stole my Week 5. That's why I wanted to run in, because that's the game I'm really looking forward to. I think Josh McDaniels is going to have the Raiders at a pretty good level of competition this year, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll riff a little bit on this game while you can pick a new game, because obviously you didn't hear the rules, Ron. You can't pick the same game. So I'll have you pick a new one while I talk about this. But no, I think this is the comeback for this Chiefs-Raiders rivalry. And I actually think it's happening at the same time as the Chiefs-Broncos rivalry. It started last year, to the Raiders' credit. I know we hate the Raiders in Kansas City, but they had a lot of BS happen off the field with their head coach and the Ruggs thing, and they managed to be the fifth seed in the AFC. A really impressive job by Rich Bisaccia. They bring that winning pedigree with Josh McDaniel. They go get the perfect weapon for Derek Carr, not to say that it'll necessarily matter. And you wonder what the Raiders' record will be there, like at that point. I don't have the Raiders' record, or I don't have the Raiders' schedule pulled up, but let's just assume, okay, it's 2-4-0 teams. Now, the Chiefs have the Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, and Bucks. That's a big assumption for Kansas City. I would take 3-1 there. But let's say they're both 4-0. Man, that place is going to be rocking. And how long has it been since we really saw an important primetime game for both sides of Chiefs and Raiders? And to me, they'll always be the biggest rivalry because it dates back to Lamar and just the families kind of hating each other. I think the Broncos are interesting. I think the Chargers can get even more interesting as Justin Herbert evolves. But to me, it's always Chiefs and Raiders. So that'll be a game we definitely are looking forward to. All right, Ron, what is your new favorite game that you're looking forward to the most?
Oh yeah, I come flexible, Pete. You know how it goes.
That's right.
No, there's so many. I mean, there's so many. I almost want to shout out one of the low key ones because I think it's something I really want to kind of talk about, but I got to go Chiefs Bengals, man. I got to go back to Cincinnati where, obviously they lost in week 17 last year and then obviously ended up losing to them at home in the AFC Championship. Man, there's going to be a lot of revenge in that game on the Chiefs side, man. I mean, getting embarrassed, not necessarily embarrassed, I guess, but just the way they lost to them in the AFC Championship. And also just week 17, I feel like that did kind of get the ball rolling on some things that, maybe showed up in the AFC Championship a little bit. So that Bengals game, man, that's going to hit a different tone with them. It's, again, it comes right off a really hard stretch, seriously. I mean, the at Chargers, then home against the Rams, and then even after this game, they have to go at Denver. It's going to come at a really tough spot for them. But I'm just looking forward to seeing, I want to see some revenge Chiefs. I love a vengeful Chiefs. I think there's a few times in this opportunity you'll see Andy Reid be vengeful, Patrick Mahomes be vengeful, like on this schedule. There's a few opportunities for it. But the Bengals one is the biggest one. So I got to go Bengals game.
When you have such raging success as the Chiefs have had in recent years, I actually wrote this in my initial comments about the schedule. You don't get a lot of revenge games, but when you end your season in embarrassing fashion 2 years in a row, even though you were a great team all year, and then they pop up on your schedule, suddenly you do have a revenge game against the Cincinnati Bengals. you know, if you had to pick a biggest game of the year, maybe the Bengals wouldn't feel that way because they took care of business twice. But the Chiefs, I think, certainly would be circling that game. It's been a long time since the Chiefs really needed revenge on a team. And then the other one, and I don't want to steal it just in case you were going to pick this game, would be the Bucs. I think the Chiefs will really look at this Bucs game, and Mahomes will really look at it as another opportunity to go and beat Tom Brady on what will be a Sunday night football stage. But again, I don't want to talk too much about that game just in case John wanted it. John, what's your game that you're looking forward to?
Well, the Bucs game, actually, see? since you brought it up.
You see, that's that editor's show mojo. You know, everyone thinks it's Kelsey and Mahomes that have the mind meld. No, it's the editor's show. But go ahead, John. You can talk.
Well, having already written the best and worst games piece that's on the site at arrowheadpride.com, I've kind of done a little homework on this already. But the other game is right before that, the Colts game. These are two teams that we don't really know what they're going to be like this year. I know there'll be some people who push back on that, that Tom Brady is always going to be great. And maybe he will be there this year. That's entirely possible. I'm not saying that Tom Brady is going to be terrible this year. He's going to fall off the cliff at age 45, but he could. And there are things this year that are different. The head coach is different. The retirement, unretirement thing, sometimes that works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. And there's just some differences this year than we've typically seen when Brady has played with the Buccaneers. So I think there's a question mark there about what that team is going to be like. And I think the same is true as the Colts. You know, they have been building up that team for a while, but it's hard to know how they're going to be this year with another new quarterback in there. Is Matt Ryan going to be fantastic in that team? Or is it just going to be another meh year for the Colts? So there's two games back-to-back where we don't really know what's going to happen. And they're sandwiched in between some games that are going to be tough any way you slice it. So that could end up being a very rough stretch to open the season, or it could be one that's got a couple of fairly easy games on the road portion of it.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterback in Matt Ryan, and I have been high on Indianapolis, and I've been high on Denver, less their quarterback now for a few years. And I'm like, man, if they can actually get a quarterback in place, both of these teams are spicy. And now they do, right? I mean, on the open market, in the market, you're not going to really get much better than a Matt Ryan. You're not really going to get much better than a Russ Wilson. And now we'll see if these teams are actually built to win right now. And that segues me into the game I'll talk about. Man, it's Chiefs and Broncos in Denver on Sunday Night Football. This is on a platter for the Denver Broncos and their Mile High Report fans to finally end this maddening streak that they've had forever. It's Denver. That place, to be fair to them, will be nuts that night.
Yeah.
If they're a good team at that point, which I expect them to be over 500, I don't know how good they're going to be with Russ Wilson. I expect them to be better. So let's even just say they're over 500 and they're vying for a playoff spot. Let's say the Chiefs have a slightly 2-3 game better record. That is the perfect opportunity for the Broncos to finally defend their turf, to end this wild streak that's existed for 6 years. How great would it be for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, who, again, it's a division game, but there's not as much juice on this side of the rivalry right now, but to still ride into Denver and get that win on Sunday Night Football. And I tend to think at that stage of the season in week 14, it'll be a rather important win for a lot of reasons for Kansas City, both maybe in the division, if you have the Chargers creeping up, maybe the Raiders are interesting there, but also in the scope of the AFC. Maybe that's a key game where you're trying to stick with the Buffalo Bills or maybe the Cincinnati Bengals or whoever's up there when it comes to that one AFC bye. And this is a grander point about the schedule that I didn't make before, and I want to get to before we get into a potential record for this team. This week eight bye week stinks. You have seven games before, right? So you already have 10. I've said this before. Don't kill me here. I'm just being honest. I think the Chiefs are going to have a tough time winning one bye week, because their division is just going to be better. 3-3 in a division, I would sign up for that right now. I think you'd rather 4-2. I definitely would sign up for 4-2. But you're not going to be like 5-1, 6-0 rolling in this division. Meanwhile, I expect the Buffalo Bills to easily go 5-1 or 6-0. So they already have that maybe 1-2 game advantage there to me. So I think this could be the Bills AFC bye to lose in a sense. And if it's not the Bills, it could be another team. The Chiefs road is hard. We've talked about it on Arrowhead Pride. They have the toughest schedule in the NFL. To expect them to have the best record alone in the AFC is a lot to ask. And so when you look at this bye week, digging deeper into this, you have the seven games. You get a break. You have 10 games in a row, including that stretch of four road games of six to end the season. If you don't get the bye week, so let's say the Chiefs do win their division, but they're two or three, you're playing on wild card weekend, you're playing on division round weekend, you're playing at the AFC title game. Then you finally get your break after 13 games. You know what's going to happen if the Chiefs are able to make the Super Bowl? They're just going to sleep that whole first buffer week. That they're going to have to because they're going to be so tired. That's a college season with a bowl game, right? So like I wish the bye week were just a little later. I know I had said that no schedule would have been easy for the Chiefs, but with a 17-game schedule, it's just a tough place for the bye to be, especially with this road. Can they overcome it? Yes, they have Mahomes, so they can overcome anything. All right, this is what I want to do now. We're going to go through the schedule, and let's do four games at a time where we each take four games, and we're going to do a real rapid pick them. We're going to get a record right now, and we'll play this back at the end of the season and see how wrong we were. Rock, we'll start with you again on this first four-game stretch. Pick the game and give us a quick reason why you see the Chiefs coming on top, coming out on top, or maybe dropping. Or if you really want to get weird, tell us why they'll tie that game.
All right, so we're starting with week one with the Cardinals. I see the Chiefs handle coming out of the gates pretty strong. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be fired up, and Andy will have schemed for this week. I think the Cardinals are going to have a hard time getting home. They didn't really address their pass rush, you know, in the draft or in the offseason. They lost Chandler Jones. I don't think that Hollywood Brown is going to be enough to replace the loss of Nuke Hopkins. So I'm going Chiefs by at least double digits on that game. Following up by the Chargers, I think this is going to be another slugfest like it has been recently with the Chargers. Giving the Chiefs the edge there, though, at home. So I'm going to give them the 2-0 start. And then with the Colts and Lucas Oil Stadium, we don't know what they're going to look like. This is one of the biggest question marks. Frank Reich's a great coach, but I think the Chiefs come out ahead of that one as well. On the road against the Bucs, that's the big question mark. If I was going to choose a tie, this would be the game all season where I would choose a tie.
You're going to try to be there though, Rocky. I mean, you can't
win
a tie.
I'm going to be present for this
Rock,
game.
Rock, with you in the, if you're definitely going to be in the building, you know which way you got to go in this game. So go ahead. You
can 100%. I'm going Chiefs all the way. I'm going to say it's going to be one of those off games where Tom Brady throws three interceptions early and the game then gets down on himself and pouts over on the sideline for the second half. And the Chiefs run away with this one.
Yeah, from your mouth to God's ears, Rocky.
And that Super Bowl year, that was the game that Tyreek went a little crazy. So one of his last most memorable games as a Kansas City Chief. All right, Ron, you can continue. Week five, and then you can skip the bye and also get that bonus game after the bye.
All right, I'm glad I got the week five one because I kind of teased it earlier just how interested I am in this game, man. I really think, you know, just Josh McDaniels, he comes from that Belichick tree in terms of just preparation. Like, I just really feel like he knows he has to beat the Chiefs if he has any chance at having success with the Raiders. I really think he's going to come up fired up. And since the Chiefs haven't lost yet in our little predictions, I'm going to throw a loss here. I'm going to give the Chiefs, wow. I'm going to give the Raiders coming in Monday night upset alert. I just really think they're going to be a feisty team. And hey, we've seen them come into Arrowhead before, so it's not new necessarily within the last few years. So yeah, there's the first loss. Bills at home, though, I think they bounce back. I think that last year in the playoffs, that the Bills lost to the Chiefs, I really think that's going to psychologically scar them a little bit. Man, just losing with 13 seconds left. I think the Chiefs have the mental advantage there, so I'll go Chiefs there. At Niners, I do think is a tougher game, maybe than it sounds on the surface. But you know, if Trey Lance is starting, you know, they're going to be in some sort of, you know, level of development where maybe they're not all the way there. I see the Chiefs going into the bye week with a win, and then, you know, week eight bye, week nine, they come out Sunday night football against the Titans. I'll have them taking care of business here. I think the Titans are going to see a little bit of a step down this year. I think they're going to kind of regress a little bit from their one seed record last year. So yeah. So 3-1 in that stretch, I give them a loss to the Raiders. Jeez.
So really it was 6-1 heading into the bye week. I don't blame you for giving the Raiders at home loss. I mean, the Chiefs always have a dumb loss and then they refocus. Everyone is upset on the radio for a week, and then they win a game against the Bills. Like, you can see that stretch. That stretch always happens in Kansas City, where they lose to the Raiders, the sky is falling, and then they whoop the Bills the next week, and then everyone's back on the bandwagon. So, John, Ron has left it 7-1 in your hands.
Well, I think the Chiefs have to beat the Jaguars. I don't see how that could not play out.
You get another version of the Reed Peterson matchup, yeah, and the mentor mentee, you know.
Yeah, and Andy Reid always does well in those games.
Yeah,
and then since Rocky picked the Chargers to lose in Week 2, I'm going to say the Chargers are going to win in Week 11. It's only reasonable that we would split those games. Yeah. The Rams, man, that's going to be a tough one. That was a close game 4 years ago under the ash cloud in Los Angeles. I think it'll be a close game again, but I don't think Patrick Mahomes throws three interceptions and fumbles the ball twice. Yeah. So it ought to be a pretty close game. And they're at home, so I'll say the Chiefs win that one. And then the Bengals on the road. Man, this one is going to be tough. I think the Chiefs are going to be bigly motivated to win this game. There's a lot at stake here for the Chiefs. And I think they're going to, if they can't win this game, that's going to be a tough thing for them to take. But I think it's going to be close. I think the Bengals were a lot better team than we expected last year. Oh, man, I think it's overtime at least. And I'm just going to have to go with the Chiefs by a field goal, but it really could go either way.
Okay, so it's going to come down to Butker and McFearless. Hopefully Harrison is available this year. Okay, let's recap here. So we got a 10-2 record at this point entering the final five games. Don't kill me here. I just think the Broncos are going to want this one more. I think they're finally going to get the win at home on Sunday Night Football. So I'm going to drop them to 10-3 against the Broncos on Sunday night. The Texans is an automatic win. I don't even have to talk about that. I would be stunned if the Texans do anything this year. The Seahawks on Christmas. Drew, I know you'll be home for Christmas, but you'll be a backup. Geno's going to lose to Patrick Mahomes, so I'm going to give them 12-3. It'll be New Year's Day. The Chiefs are no longer taking the Broncos lightly, so let's give them the 13-3 nod. And then at Raiders, and similar to the same reason for John, I can see the Raiders winning one game. I cannot see them winning two games. So that puts us at 14-3. This is certainly the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, because that is a very Chiefs record there. And 14-3 would probably do it. I think if you can say that they can get to 14-3, I would tend to think that that would be the best record in the AFC. And who knows? I mean, maybe there's another team, but you would hope that you would have the tiebreakers to at least get the AFC bye week there. All right. I want to go around the room one more time for any final thought that you guys might have on this schedule. And as we enter now the part of the season and off season where we actually get to plan things in the fall, because we could work around the Chiefs here. But John, any final thoughts on this schedule?
Well, we knew this was going to be a very difficult schedule. And by the most reasonable measure we have available to us at this moment, which is the Vegas odds, it is far and away, by an order of magnitude, the most difficult schedule in the league. It's not even close. But we knew that. We knew that 6 weeks ago, just looking at the opponents and whether they were at home or on the road, et cetera. So we shouldn't be surprised that this is a tough schedule when it's all laid out on paper. But it has been for the last, three or four seasons. And year before last, wasn't it? The Chiefs went 14-2 against a difficult schedule. You know, yes, this is going to be hard, but the Chiefs are a really good football team. I don't think it's unreasonable that they could get to 14-3. I don't think it's unreasonable that they could end up at 12-5 or 11-6 either, because it's a difficult schedule. But I think the idea that it's got to be that because it's so difficult is just not there. The Chiefs are a good team. They have this schedule because they're a good team. They can prevail. The question is, will they?
Ron?
Yeah, no, I'm with John on this because we've seen the Chiefs have a tough schedule every year. So it's not necessarily any different. But, you know, when you add in the 17th game now, all of a sudden you're playing the Bucks out of nowhere. You know, that is something they kind of add into it with this extra schedule. But no, I do want to say, too, with our schedule prediction, I mean, all losses we predicted were in the division. And so I do think that is fairly accurate that we could see them go 3-3 and still have a really good record. Right. And so when you factor in, yeah, they have a loss here or there to a non-con team or, an out of division team outside of the ones we predicted. Yeah. You get to 12-5 there and all of a sudden it makes a little more sense with how tough the schedule it is. All that to say, though, I do think there's a chance that, you know, and I'm guilty of this too, but maybe we, you know, the Tyreek stuff, all that, we maybe underrate a little bit how good the Chiefs will still be, right? We come into it and all of a sudden they're still the dominant team. They're still better than every team they play, even if they lose a few of them. We could definitely see that be the case, especially if we see a new version of the offense, which obviously I think we are going to see. We'll just see how it's effective. So, yeah, I don't think 14-3, you know, as tough as the schedule it is, like, as John said, it wouldn't surprise me either. This team is still, you know, it has Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the way they reinvent themselves, that may give them an advantage this year that we haven't seen them have the past couple of years, maybe.
A quick follow-up point, because I thought it was a good one on the Tyreek Hill stuff. What we might have underrated, and Rock, you had the beginning of the schedule as we were talking about it, and we gave you the Buccaneers one, but there are sometimes growing pains with these Chiefs, and they will be growing this new offense right at the beginning. So it wouldn't be stunning if they got to the end of Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, and Bucks and got out 2-2, right? Because they're coming into their own. They're learning how to play with each other. It's very different than the preseason. So it's a point to remember. I mean, in recent years, we have seen stretches of struggle, and I think that's a point to run. But, you know, if that does happen in this year, that's where I think it's just tough. If you do get one of those stretches, which it's basically a new offense in a lot of ways, it's just going to be tough to win the AFC bye now that there's only one. I go back to the NFL changing that rule, and it almost really feels like two teams should still get a bye, but it just isn't the case anymore. There's two great teams in every conference, and that one is always every year going to get screwed in a way, and the Chiefs might be that team this year. All right, Rocky, any final thoughts for you?
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about Chiefs circling games on the schedule, but I think we can't overlook the fact that the Chiefs are going to be circled on a lot of schedules.
Yeah.
You look at every one of our division opponents, they're going to have us circled both times they play us because they're all three of them are sick and tired of losing to the Chiefs. And then you look at the Bills, the Chiefs are going to be coming off playing the Bucks, which is going to be a hard road game, and then an emotional game at Arrowhead, and then on a short week, having the Bills come in. You know that the Bills have had the Chiefs circled since last year. They're going to be coming and giving everything they got. And then you also have, you know, the 49ers are going to have the Chiefs circled as well. Because once you lose to a team in the Super Bowl in recent memory, you have them circled from there on out. So that's going to be 8 games just off the top of my head where these teams are going to come out slugging. And this is really, like in the past, some Chiefs players have been accused of being soft or not being able to, you know, really, you know, like enter into a bit of a fist fight on the field. And it's going to be one of those seasons where it's really going to see how tough these guys are, because every single game, I think, is going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, that's a great point, Rock. And it plays again into the article that I dropped with the schedule of just, we usually name one biggest game for the Chiefs, and I named three. And I talked about that a little bit, where they do have revenge style games with the Buccaneers and the Bengals. But I also call the Bills game a really big game because these two teams have become each other's biggest conference rivals. I think a lot of it is because of the playoff matchups and really the quarterback play, the big arms. Now that Allen Mahomes are doing things together, like hanging out, we wrote the other day, or doing the match with each other. They're being friendly, but they'll get on the field. They'll have this regular season game, and you'll see another great game is what I would anticipate. But those are the three biggest games for the Chiefs. It's a great point by you, Rock, to say like the Colts probably have a little bit there. You know, when the last time they saw Andrew Luck was on the field when the Chiefs were beating them in the playoffs, right? You have the 49ers. You had the Tennessee Titans that lost an AFC title game and then had to watch the Chiefs go and win the Super Bowl. The Chargers have been a little brother. The Broncos have been a little bit little brother. So there are these built-in biggest games of the year that it really isn't the biggest game of the year for the Chiefs. And that, you know, that was part of why I gave the Broncos the win. I mean, the Broncos and Denver and the whole vibe of that city, when that game comes up, is going to be, we need this game. It is going to be a playoff game for them, and it just won't be for Kansas City. That's just the reality of it, right? Can they overcome that? Man, that would be sweet, but that's why they play the games. This is the schedule. That's why we have it. We're looking forward to Sunday, September 11th, 3:25 p.m. The Chiefs open up their schedule against Cliff Kingsbury, Patrick Mahomes' old coach, and the Arizona Cardinals. Should be fun. Should be a great time. It'll be here before we know it. And so we're happy that we were able to talk about the schedule. We have more information about the schedule at arrowheadpride.com. We'll continue talking to you right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. Thank you to Rocky Maganga. Thank you to Ron Kopp. Thank you to John Dixon for joining me late here as the schedule is released. I'm Pete Sweeney. Thank you for joining us on another edition of the AP Reaction Roundtable.